He wasn't kissing her back. Olivia noted that fact immediately, but her stubbornness would not allow her to desist, even though her pride begged her to cease her foolishness. "Kiss me, damn you!" He'd cause this fever in her blood, with his half-dressed state and fierce eyes. Phoenix was driving her mad, drawing her to him while pushing her away. "Don't swear," he muttered. And then his arms came around her, and his mouth moved hungrily over her own. His tongue swept across her lips, teasing, urging. He tasted like brandy and wicked things, and her core throbbed in response. Her lips parted in a breathless gasp, and he took the invitation to slip inside. His tongue sought out hers, brushed across it and under it, finding sensitive nerve endings and stroking them with velvety licks. Oh, dear heaven! The man knew how to kiss. Her toes were curling in her slippers. Angry and possessive, hungry and bold, Phoenix took over her senses with blatant skill. Unable to resist, she surged into him, wanting more, more of him.
"Steady," he murmured,
securing her body against his strength, his large hand moving to her neck and tucking her head into the crook of his shoulder, keeping her still for the ravishment of his mouth. Olivia moaned when his other hand slipped beneath his shirt and found the curve of her breast, wrapping around the underside, testing its weight. His thumb caressed in gentle strokes, teasing her. Over and over, Phoenix circled the straining peak, causing sparks of pleasure to radiate outward and down to the place between her legs. Oh, why wouldn't he touch her where she ached? "Touch me." She grabbed his wrist and thrust her hardened nipple into his palm. "Here," she moaned as her body melted. "Oh, God, touch me everywhere."
"Olivia."
His kiss lost its faint trace of gentleness. He devoured her, his tongue thrusting rhythmically into her mouth, his fingers plucking and twisting, pulling on her nipple until she wept from her core. Olivia ached all over. Her skin was too tight, too hot. She wanted to rip her clothes from her body and press her nakedness to his. Instead, she caressed his skin, squeezing the bone and sinew beneath, relishing the way his body shuddered against hers. Lord, he smelled heavenly, like the wind and the sea, passion and pure male. When the knock came at the door, she didn't even register it until Phoenix pulled away.
"What is it?" he called hoarsely, one hand still working at her breast while the other pressed her heated face into his throat.
"Captain, we're having problems with the other crew,"
Will bellowed through the closed portal. Phoenix growled his frustration.
"I'll be on deck in a moment."
Heavy footsteps moved away from the door.
"No," she protested, lost in the scent of his skin, the warmth of his touch, the taste of his mouth. She would give anything for a respite from the madness that claimed her and knew instinctively that he was the cure. He pressed a quick, hard kiss to her lips.
"I must go, sweeting, while I'm still able."
"No."
She tugged his neck toward her open mouth, and at first he resisted. Then he crushed her against him, tight enough to feel the heat and hardness of his desire through her skirts. Olivia kissed him desperately, wantonly, hoping to make him as mindless with need as she was. Phoenix thrust her away with a curse.
"You're flirting with the devil," he bit out. "Cease before you get burned."
She winced as the door slammed shut behind him. Olivia wasn't certain how much time had passed, but the sun had moved steadily across the sky, and she knew the day was close to ending. The wind had picked up, pushing a welcome breeze into the cabin, cooling the air and her blood. Mortified by remembrances of her earlier behavior, her face heated, and she squirmed in her seat.